Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
As we get back into it, first show of 2019, I wanted to find out what was going on with the Pioneers. Tom Kosh joins me on the line. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Ewan. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Hey, Tom, last time you and I talked, it was not looking good for the Pioneers Basketball Club.
Yeah, look, it's been a stressful few months, Ewan. We, right up until basically Christmas Eve, we were still fighting to try and find a relevant competition for the Pioneers to play in for next season. Fortunately, after probably kicking and screaming for a while and trying to work with Basketball Australia and Basketball Victoria, that broke down. And then we worked, obviously, with our state body, Basketball South Australia, and we're able to find placement in the Premier League for one year. So it gives us some breathing room. And look, work's definitely begun trying to put two teams together from scratch and start the season in March.
So, Tom, when the Pioneers had basically no home, what happened with the players that we had contracted? I mean, do we still have a team?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, due to the uncertainty that the decision that Basketball Australia made, a number of our players, that being local and players that had already moved into the town and already had showed commitment to Mount Gambier and coming back verbally, obviously had to explore options elsewhere. They couldn't afford to be waiting around for a decision or any information about where Mount Gambier might be placed. They were forced their hand to look at options elsewhere. We had players that sort of took up opportunities in the Queensland State League, the QBL, and then also a couple of other players that sort of took up opportunities, some in Adelaide, and they took some sort of lifestyle changes that sort of sent them that way. But then there was also some players that took up the opportunity in Basketball Victoria's new elite competition. So essentially what it's meant is that we, two of our core players that have been with us, in Eric Burden and Tom Daly, stayed around Mount Gambier, and we'll commit to the Pioneers. But unfortunately, it's likely that we're going to have a very different looking Pioneers team, hopefully creating an opportunity for a few of our local players as well.
Tom, how hard is it to put together two teams? Because we do have to put together a girls' team and a blokes' team as well.
Yeah, look, it's extremely difficult, mate. We do feel like we've been snake bitten a little bit here. We're trying our best to put together a competitive women's team from scratch, but a men's team essentially as well, after what we've had such a main rotation of core guys have been around for a long time. We've been able to retain Eric and Tom, which is a big part of that. So we feel like we can do it. We're a long way down the track with the signing of Kentrell Barkley in our men's team, as well as Amanda Frost in our women's team. So we're sort of working on accompanying Amanda with some local women, which will be good, and look forward to signing a couple of other extra girls that will join us here in Mount Gambier in the next week or so.
Tom, how is the last 4 months been for the Pioneers board and for the sponsors who have consistently given so much to the Pioneers?
Yeah, look, mate, firstly on a community level, the support that we've received has been outstanding. We will admit that the last 4 months has been very, very stressful for our basketball club, but we are just fully committed now to moving on and putting the last 5 months behind us. Mm. It doesn't fix all of our issues. The current situation, we do need to try and find a long-term solution for Mount Gambier if Pioneers are going to exist past 2019. So the only way we can do that is continue that good support which the Mount Gambier and the wider community have shown over 30 years. So we look forward to that opportunity. It's not going to be easy, you know. We know that, but we'll do all that we can to preserve it in whatever way we can. And we look forward to just getting down to the fun parts now after what's been pretty stressful period. So look forward to March 2, where we head on the road for our first game in the Premier League, and we'll get down to work then.
Hey, Tom, I cannot wait till then. And in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit more about building the two teams. Good luck with what's going on behind the scenes for the guys and girls teams. I'm sure you guys are just working overtime.
Thanks, Ewan. Appreciate it, mate.
Tom Kosh, 963 Triple M, talking about the Pioneers and finally some good news for the Pioneers. It's been great to see some good news over the course of the last couple of weeks.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.